of this church, and we appreciate everything they do. We pray for them continually. Amen. So let's continue to pray for them. Let's still remember Monty. Sister Toby said he was doing better. And so let's still pray for him tonight in our prayers. And others, the Lord knows all about. Pray for those where the death angel visited this week. I'll be much in prayer for each and every one of them. I wonder if there's any just by the uplift of the hand tonight. Amen.
And anyone else? If not, let's all stand. We're going to ask our ushers to come around and receive our evening offering. Ask them blessed upon the service tonight. Amen. He will lead us while we pray. Had to hold him, didn't you? Ain't he precious? Yeah. You know, I remember the night that Aaron and Jenna stood right over there And they said, y'all pray that they think something's wrong with the baby. You remember that?
Amen.
This right here is just an example that there's a greater authority than man.
Amen.
Everett Garner Little, that's right. You promised me Jeff would be in there somewhere, but that's all right. Oh, okay. You didn't need that. Morning View Baptist rejoices with y'all on this birth of your son. That God blessed your home with a wonderful gift, and that's the gift of a brand new baby, a gift of a son. Tonight you and Aaron and Jenna have come to our church, your home church, to make a public commitment before God and his witnesses to seek God's guidance and wisdom in providing love and instruction for Everett, to grow in God's love. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 22, verse number 6, it says, train up a child in the way to go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Jenna and Aaron, as you know, any vow we make before God, the Bible says it's better to not never even make that vow than to make one and break it.
Amen.
And what you're doing tonight is one of the sacredest vows that you can have, that you're vowing before God and vowing before these witnesses. And I'm just going to ask you these two questions. Aaron and Jenna, you vow before God and before these witnesses that you'll raise Everett Garner Little in a Christian environment, in a Christian home, and you'll tell him about the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you promise me you'll do that? You promise that, Jenna? Do you promise that you'll always keep him in church and you'll nurture him in the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit of God? You would promise me that? As grandparents, a big responsibility. It's not only is their responsibility, but it's your responsibility too, to support them in raising this child as a blessing from God, because that's exactly what it is.
Amen.
He's a blessing. God has never made a mistake. There'll never be another Everett Garner Little. They may have 15 more kids. But Everett will be the Everett. So we're going to gather around them. Will you gather around us in a circle and hold hands? And we're going to pray as a family. If y'all will, just join. And we're going to ask God's blessings upon little Everett. Our Heavenly Father, as we come tonight, Lord, to dedicate and thank you for this precious little baby, this angel that you gave us from the portals of glory, to bless this family with for years to come and generations to come. Lord, we want to take this time tonight and say thank you, Lord. And I know without a shadow of a doubt, Lord, that they accepted whatever may come. They were going to love him. And they were going to cherish him. But God, you seem fit to bless them with a perfectly healthy little boy. And we thank you, Lord, for that. And we don't take that for granted. And we'll never forget what you did for us as this church family and this church body. Lord, I pray, God, once again tonight that you'll bless this home. You'll let them continue to keep God in the center of your will. And we ask all these things in Jesus' name we humbly pray. Amen.
Amen.
I think he's done. Give him another good hand. We should appreciate him. I love you, dear. Brother Robin.
Brother. Page 296.
Oh,
She's really going to take care of me when I really do. You know. Anyway. I won't say that I love the Lord tonight. And that ceremony right there that y'all just had performed for the baby. It's just precious. I can remember having my babies dedicated to the Lord many years ago. And it's nothing to take lightly. When they got up to be teenagers, I thought I couldn't be their parent anymore. I thought I would do better by being their best friends. So needless to say, one thing led to another, and we all got out of church. You know, after taking those vows to keep them in church, God could have took them away from me any time. I walked on dangerous ground for many years because of it. Anybody that takes their baby that serious, and you should,
amen,
don't take the responsibilities of bringing him up in church lightly. Upon an old rugged tree, hanging there between two thieves, my Jesus paid a debt for me he did not owe. And by his grace I'll make it home, and by his love he saved my soul. My Jesus paid a debt for me he did not owe. My Jesus paid a debt.
bless them.
Good to see them back tonight.
Amen.
We certainly miss them.
It's good to be back tonight. It's been a while since we've stood over here behind this pen and sung. You know, we may be a few minutes down the road, and we may not see y'all like we used to, but we love you, and we know that y'all's prayers have gone before us and are with us. But y'all pray for us as we try to sing this song tonight for the glory of the Lord. It was told that he would come, and the race that he would run, it would end on an old rugged cross. But when they laid him in the tomb, the power of the Lord went in the room, and now he reigns forevermore. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah to the Lamb that was slain upon a tree. And by his stripes we are healed, and by his blood we are sealed. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Now church, he's coming back someday to take us home with him to stay, where his glory forever we will share. And when that first trumpet sounds, we will all be glory bound. Up there we'll live forevermore. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah to the Lamb that was slain upon a tree. By his stripes we are healed, and by his blood we are sealed. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah to the Lamb that was slain upon a tree. By his stripes we are healed, and by his blood we are sealed. Hallelujah to the Lamb of
God.
verse. Just play me that last verse. I like that. Amen. Turn your Bible to the book of Romans. Romans chapter number 5, verse number 12, reading through verse number 15. Romans chapter number 5, verse number 12, reading through verse number 15. We can leave already. Said it's been good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Thank God for you. If you're visiting with us tonight for the first time, we certainly appreciate you. Encourage you to come back anytime you have the opportunity to do so. You're always welcome here at Morning View. I hope the Spirit makes you welcome. That's what makes the difference. Amen. The Spirit sets you free. You're free indeed. Amen. The Bible said in the book of Romans, and you pray for us tonight, our body's about gone. Amen. Romans chapter number 5, verse number 12, reading through verse number 15. Romans chapter number 5, verse number 12, reading through verse number 15. The Bible said, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. That's pretty self-explanatory. Look at verse number 13. He said, For until the law, sin was in the world. But sin is not imputed where there is no law. We'll look at verse number 14. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. Look at verse number 15. The Bible said, But not that the offense, so also is the free gift. For through the offense, for one many be dead, much more the grace of God. And the gift by grace, which by one man Jesus Christ hath abounded unto many. You may be seated. Our Heavenly Father, just as humble as I know how today, God, I pray, Lord, how God, that you'll move Jeff out of the way tonight and I'll be able to get over on the holy ground. God, I know how, Lord, without nothing tonight, I can do nothing. How, Lord, but allow your Holy Spirit, Lord, to do a work within me tonight. How, God, I pray, Lord, that you'll bless these that have come. How, Lord, we ask, God, that you'll just hide us behind the cross. How, Lord, of your love and your mercy. How, Lord, we leave here tonight, we'll be able to say how it's been good to be in the house of the Lord. How, neighbor tonight, how amen and amen. How, listen, if I had a message that I want to preach on, how, neighbor, just a little while with the Lord, how being our helper tonight and be on this right here, what is forgiveness? Amen. What is forgiveness tonight? The greatest joy of life. I listen to peace with God. Amen. I listen to know that everything is all right between you and the Lord. I listen with God through faith. I listen, the Bible said, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. I listen, so we ask tonight, what is that forgiveness? I listen, what is that forgiveness? I listen, neighbor, tonight, really, it is the essence of Christianity. Neighbor, tonight, I'm not a Christian because I'm a Baptist, or I'm not a Christian because I belong to this church. I listen, but I'm a Christian because I've been born again, because my sins have all been forgiven by the ultimate blood sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. Listen, it's the essence of Christianity. The heart of the gospel is about the forgiveness of mankind. Why? Because the Bible said we are sinful. The Bible said we've all sinned and come short of the honor and glory of God. Listen, but I thought about that, but God is just. Listen, neighbor, tonight, so we look tonight and we see a neighbor who needs it, why they need it, a neighbor and how they get it. Amen. Listen, the forgiveness, what is to be forgiven, to know my sins are under the blood. Listen, to lay down at night and know, listen, if the upper taker comes and calls me out, listen, my name is wrote down in the Lamb's Book of Life. I have that. Listen, one writer said, listen, I believe she wrote the song like this, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Listen, to have that assurance, to have that forgiveness, to make sure that it's took care of, to make sure that I'm born again, to make sure I've been forgiven. I see, my friend, tonight, until that forgiveness takes place in our life, we're still a sinner, and we're still doomed to a devil's hell. But Jesus Christ said, I come that you might have life, that you might have victory, that you might have joy. Listen, neighbor, three things tonight. Listen, and I want to look at on that word forgiveness. Listen, number one tonight, and I believe, listen, that it starts with, listen, I believe it starts with confessing. Amen. Listen, I believe it starts with confessing, to confess, to own up to acknowledge. Listen, that I am a sinner. Look at what the Bible says in 1 John chapter number 1 and verse number 9, talking about forgiveness, to be forgiven. Listen, neighbor, no one will ever be saved until they realize, listen, they need to be saved from something. Listen, nobody will ever be saved until they realize they're lost, until they realize that if they left the walls of this life without having that preparation sealed, without having that preparation made, listen, you're living here unprepared to meet God. Look at what the Bible said in 1 John 1 and 9. He said, if we confess our sins, listen, Jesus knows we're a sinner, and we're born and shaped in iniquity, but Jesus wants you and I, amen, to confess to him, Lord, without you, I'm nothing. Lord, without you, I'm lost. Lord, without you, I am a sinner. Even though he knows it, even though he knows everything about us, in order for us to find that true forgiveness tonight, it takes the confessing of our sins. He said, if we confess our sins, the Bible said, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. But first of all, we know the Lord is faithful and just, and he's willing to forgive us of all of our unrighteousness. But the first thing we must do, our neighbors, kneel down in a place called Calvary and confess those sins unto the Lord Jesus Christ. I listen, really what it is tonight, it is admitting, I listen, I'm wrong and he is right. It's admitting that I am lost and I'm on my way to hell, and I've never accepted the Lord as my personal Savior. I know him just as a picture on the wall. I know him as what my grandmother said. I know him as what my neighbor or my preacher said. But in order to have that true forgiveness, in order to have your name wrote down in the Lamb's Book of Life, we must repent of our sins. Listen, we must confess our sins, not necessarily to the preacher, but we must confess our sins unto the Lord Jesus Christ. And he said tonight, if we confess our sins, our neighbor, to him, the Bible said he would be just to forgive us of those sins tonight. Oh, what is forgiveness? Forgiveness happens when we confess our sins. Look what he said. He said, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. See, forgiveness tonight starts with confessing. It starts with confessing. It starts at a place called Calvary that we bring our burdens to, the altar, wherever it may be. There we accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. And I realize for the first time in my life, I'm lost. And I realize for the first time in my life, if I went out down this road and a car hit me head on, I listened and a guy got killed, I don't know where I'd spend eternity. Or if you left here tonight and you had a heart attack and you don't know where you spend eternity. That's why forgiveness is important to your life. To be forgiven, to be born again, to be washed in the blood of the Lamb. See, there's so many people today, they just take our children and they take our grandchildren into a back room and they just say, well, do you believe the Lord Jesus Christ? And they say, yeah, I've heard of him. They say, well, do you believe that he hung on a cross? Yes, I believe that. Do you believe that he rose again the third day? And they say, oh, yes, I believe that. And I'm afraid too many people today, Brother Sammy, they're sending them out. They're saying, you're saved. There's more to it than that. There's more to it than that. And I'm afraid what's going to happen is 25 years from now, those little ones that went back in those hidden rooms or some preacher told them they were saved. I listen, neighbor, they're going to realize they were lost. Or worse than that, they're going to stand before God and him say, depart from me, I never knew you. I listen, that's why it's important that we realize in order to have forgiveness, we must confess our sins up before the Lord Jesus Christ. We had to confess them to him. We had to realize that I was lost. We had to realize that I was undone. And I had to realize it wasn't a good works going to get me there. And I had to realize that, hey, I listened to the shape I was in. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. I could sing every song in the song book. I could teach Sunday school as good as anybody. I could just about carry on a whole soul of service. I've been raised in it all my life. I listen, I could do it just as good as anybody. But I was lost. I was lost. Why? Because I never come to the realization that I needed the Lord in my life. I never come to that realization. I had a form of religion. I had a form of religion, and religion is just good enough to carry you to hell. Religion's just good enough to carry you to hell. But Christianity will get you to heaven. To know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to have that forgiveness. That forgiveness tonight starts with confessing, acknowledge I'm a sinner in need of salvation. My heart is empty. My heart is empty. I've never become guilty of my sins. You realize that tonight? You've never had that guilt, that guiltiness that clenches your heart by the Holy Spirit of God. You've never been convicted of your sins. And until that conviction takes place and we confess those sins before the Father, we're still in the same boat we were in. Amen. I've seen folks come and they get baptized or they join the church and 4 or 5 months you don't ever see them anymore. They just got a good case of do better. They got a case of do better. They got a case that I want to do better. I work with prisoners every day. And them guys come in, Brother Herman, you've worked with them before. You know how they are. Every one of them tell me the same thing. Brother Greg, when I get out of here, I ain't going to do this no more. In about 6 months, and here comes a van load of them again, and they're right back in there. And I said, I thought you wasn't going to do this anymore. But see, just trying to live a good moral life won't get you there. Amen. You've got to be born again. You've got to have the liver living in you. You can't quit it. You can't live it. It takes being born again. It takes having that true forgiveness of the Lord Jesus Christ in order for us to have the mercy and the grace that we need to see it through in this time that we're living in. What is forgiveness? Romans 5 here in 12 through 15, he talks about it's the essence of Christianity. Forgiveness is the essence of Christianity. It's the heart of the gospel. It is the heart of the Bible, the Christianity, the forgiveness of mankind. Jesus Christ came, bled and died at Calvary, not just because he didn't have something to do, but he came that you and I could be forgiven by him tonight. Forgiveness comes through the Lord Jesus Christ. And it starts with confessing our sins. It starts confessing, admitting, Lord, I'm a sinner. Lord, I'm headed to hell. I need help. There's an emptiness on the inside of me. There's a void on the inside of me. There's a null on the inside of me. I've searched the whole world over. I've tried the alcohol. I've tried the drugs. I've tried the things of the world. I listen, but I'm telling you, victory will start when you come to Calvary and begin to confess your sins to the Lord Jesus Christ. He said he'll wash them away. He said he would be just to forgive us. Amen. He said he would cast them into the depths of the sea as far as the east is from the west. What is forgiveness tonight? It is when we begin to confess our sins. It's when we admit that I'm wrong and he's right. It's when we admit that we're a sinner that needs saving grace of God. And then number two tonight, what is forgiveness? Number one, we find that it takes confessing. And then number two, it takes believing. Believing. Hey man, he said, look what he says in Psalms 103, verse number 11 and verse number 12. Talking about tonight, what is forgiveness? After we confess our sins, we've got to believe within our heart. Amen. Look at what he says tonight in verse number 11. The Bible says, for the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. Look at verse number 12. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. See, once we confess our sins, we got to believe it. We got to believe it. We got to believe in the power and the anointing of the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank God when I stand on that great day, he will not see me, but he'll see the blood of his son. That's the reason I'm redeemed. That's the reason I'm born again. Amen. I believe in the man called Jesus Christ tonight. What is forgiveness? It starts with confessing our sins, realizing I'm lost, being convicted. Being convicted of our sins. We don't hear or see a lot of convictions anymore. To be convicted of our sins. People live anyway, do anyway, anything they want. There's no conviction. But when we become convicted of our sins, we can come to that place called Calvary and ask and pray for forgiveness. And then he gives us that blessing. And then it not only does it take confessing, but it takes believing that my sins are gone. What sins are you talking about? I don't know about them anymore. See, my friend, flesh doubts. Our flesh doubts. See, our flesh wants to cling to the anchor of this world. Amen. Our flesh constantly wants to doubt. You know something, the devil never told me I wasn't saved until after I got saved. Then he started telling me, you didn't get it. Then he'd say, you can't live it. Then he'd say, oh, I'll give you about 6 months and you'll be right back out there in the world. Did the devil not tell you the same thing? But see, after we confess our sin, I'm preaching tonight on forgiveness. And when we find that forgiveness, when we confess it to the Lord Jesus Christ, then we got to get up out of that altar and we believe in our heart that I've been born again, that he wrote my name down in the Lamb's Book of Life. We got to believe in that. We got to believe in that. I like that song that says, I've dropped my anchor on the other side of Jordan. Thank God. I believe in that. I believe there's a better day coming. I believe the Bible said this life is like a vapor. We're here today and gone tomorrow. It's a few days of trouble and trials on every hand. But I'm glad today, not because of me, not because of this, but because of the Lord Jesus Christ left the portals of glory, went to Calvary, rose again the third day, and is sitting at the right hand of the Father. He's the reason that I'm born again tonight. He's the reason I believe in Him. I believe tonight. Do you believe? Do you really believe? That's when you've been forgiven. It's when you can believe in the what forgave you. Forgiveness happens when you believe that you've been forgiven. But so many times, Brother Aaron, we want to, like a ball and chain, want to drag it back down. You know, we just want to drag it around. We've been set free. Somebody here sings that song, we've been set free. Thank God. The Bible said when the Spirit sets you free, you've been free indeed. To be forgiven, to be redeemed, to know that your name is wrote down in the Lamb's Book of Life. Forgiveness. To find that forgiveness within your heart. To have that peace that passeth all understanding, to lay down at night and not have to worry. Not have to worry. Oh, listen, I'll never forget one time there was a gentleman. You won't preach, son, you want me to. That's my grandbaby. He's going to support me whether anybody else does or not, amen. But I never forget one time there was a gentleman, and he was as far out in the world as you could get. He had bootlegged, he had gambled, he fought chickens. You remember them folks who used to fight chickens all the time? You remember them, Herman? I mean, I always know Herman remembers these people. But he was about as rough as a cob. You know, you heard that. And I'll never forget it. He got saved. He got saved in a revival meeting. And I'll never forget the next Sunday he come and he said, "Preacher, I need to testify." He said, "I just want to say for the first time in about 20 years, I've been able to sleep at night." He said, "See, I'd stay up all night long." He said, "I'd stay up." He said, "Because I was afraid, Brother Matt, if I closed my eyes, I was going to die. And I knew if I died, I was going to hell." He said, "But now I've got that peace. Listen, I like Herman and them sing that song, whether I go or whether I stay, I'm a winner either way." Thank God. I'm glad tonight you can have that assurance of knowing you've been forgiven by the Lord Jesus Christ. The forgiveness. The forgiveness that happens when we confess our sins and believe in our heart. Look at what the Bible says in John chapter 20, verse number 31. We're hurrying on. To believe in Jesus, the Savior of this world. Look at what John says. I'm preaching tonight on the forgiveness. What is forgiveness? It's you get it when you confess your sins. It's still the same thing. Man, D.L. Moody preached it this way. Spurgeon preached it this way. Criswell preached it this way. Thousands of generations preached it this way. It may change a little bit, but if our children and grandchildren are going to be truly saved, they'll have to get it the same way you and I did, and that you must be born again. You must be born again. There is no other way. Bible said he that cometh up in some other ways be the same as a thief and a robber. But to have that true forgiveness, it starts when we confess our sins and believe in our heart. I believe I'm saved. I believe I'm saved. I don't have to prove it to anybody. I don't have to prove it to anybody. I got it. I'm redeemed. If he comes back tonight and calls me home, I'm heaven bound. Thank God. Look at what the Bible said in John chapter 20 and verse number 31. You got to believe. The Bible said, "But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ." I like that. He said, "But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ. You know, you remember they sent someone out and said, go look and see if it's him. John did say, go look and see if it's him, or do we need to look for another? He's something that right here, all we got to believe is that we got to believe he is Christ. Amen. He is the Son of the living God. He is our Redeemer. He is our sacrifice. He is the beginning. He is the end tonight. Amen. He is what we need. Amen. We need what he has, and he has what we need. But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. And listen to this. And that by believing, you might have life through his name. Amen. You might have life through his name. How did I get life? How did I get eternal life? By using his name. Amen. By using his name. Boy, sometimes it's good to know people, ain't it? It is. Sometimes it'll get you out of trouble. Get you out of a ticket or something like that. But I say, hey, you know him? Yeah, I know him too. Don't look at y'all views that. Y'all look at me like, oh, I'd never do that. Yes, you, in a heartbeat. Amen. It's good to know people. But I'm going to tell you, it's especially good to know the Lord. How I got saved, I used his name. How I got into heaven, I used his name. Thank God. Amen. How I'm going to get to heaven is by his name. The Son of the living God. That's what he said. That'll preach out. That right there will stand alone. That believing you might have life through his name. Using his name. Believing. Confessing, believing. To believe in Jesus Christ. And then number three, we got to hurry. One more. We got one more, okay? And then I'll let you go about 9:30. What is forgiveness? Number one, we find it's confessing, it's believing. And then number three is trusting. It's trusting in what you believe. It's trusting in how you got it and when you got it. It's trusting the Holy Spirit. It's trusting the Holy Spirit. The presence of the Holy Spirit will knock at your heart's door. Will you trust him? Will you trust? Look at what the Bible says in John 6 and 44. And I know it was a lot for them tonight. John 6 and 44. Trusting the Holy Spirit. No man can come to me except the Father, which has sent me, draw him. See, it takes the Holy Spirit of God. Drawing. I've been to church all my life. I've been to revivals. I've been to prayer meetings. I've been to cottage prayer meetings. I've been in tent revivals. I've been in brush arbors. I've been in all these things all my life. A lot of that we don't have anymore. And I've been to all of them. But that night, on that revival meeting night, something got a hold of my heart. The Holy Spirit, Brother Aaron, started dealing with me. And I'll never forget it. They were singing that song, oh, why not tonight? Oh, why not tonight? Man, that was eating me alive. I was holding that bench, and I thought, if I can get through this verse, I'm okay. And they just keep singing, oh, why not tonight? Oh, why not tonight? Will thou be saved? Then why not tonight? And that Holy Spirit was on me. It felt so heavy. Every time that preacher looked, it looked like he was looking right at me. Every time he pointed, it looked like he was pointing right at me. And all that was the Holy Spirit. Now the Holy Spirit had got a hold of me that night, and I stepped down. And I'm going to tell you, I came down, and I've said this, the church has heard me say this so many a time. I knelt down that altar. I can just about show you the place. I knelt down that altar, and I said, I don't want to die and go to hell. I don't want to die and go to hell. I need Jesus as my Savior. I don't want to die and go to hell. I'm lost. I've never been saved. I want to go to heaven. Jesus Christ come into my life. I've never been the same. Thank God. Bless His holy name. There's power in His name. Forgiveness tonight. Forgiveness. We find that forgiveness when we confess our sins, believe with our heart, and then trust in Him. You got to trust Him. Will you trust Him tonight? Will you trust the Holy Spirit? If the Holy Spirit's dealing with your heart tonight, there's something missing, you're lost, or you're backslid on God, you're out of fellowship with God, I wonder, do you, listen, don't listen to my words, but trust what the Holy Spirit is telling you. If you'll always let that be your guide, if you'll always let that be your guide, trust what the Holy Spirit says. In every circumstance, seek Him. Trust Him. What He leads you, you can count on it. You can count on it. But He said tonight, if we'll confess Him, believe Him, and trust Him, we can have true forgiveness. We're going to ask Brother Robbie to come with a worship song tonight. We don't know your heart. We don't know your mind. But I wonder tonight if there's one in the midst, a preacher, I'm just going to trust Him. I don't know what tomorrow may hold. I'm just going to trust Him tonight. I don't know what my future may hold, but I'm just going to trust Him. Thank God. Don't worry about what they might say at work tomorrow. Don't worry about what your friends or family are going to say. You could get saved tonight and the rapture take place. We'll be in heaven before midnight. It ain't going to matter a thing then. The Bible said if you gain the whole world and you lose your soul, you've lost it all. Forgiveness is the most important thing to be had. To be forgiven, to know that I passed from death into life, and victory is truly mine. While we sing, Brother Robbie. 368. Of knowing. To know it.